We aren't quite clear yet what Barack Obama will do to try and push through climate change legislation, but I think it's important to note that he is going to weigh in on this issue. The reason there's uncertainty is that while the bill has cleared its first hurdle, the Energy Committee of the House of Representatives, it has as many as 8 other committees are now going to review that package, and its shape could change along the way.
And what kind of intervention might we see from the president?
Well, last month we saw Barack Obama summon a number of key members of Congress to the White House to talk to him about the bill. That came at a very important time. It looked like the bill was losing momentum, that it could all fall apart. And Obama basically called on these people and explained to them how important the bill was to his agenda. And he sort of set their minds at ease about the economic costs of moving to a clean energy economy. And people who were at that meeting last night say it was pivotal to getting those Democratic members of Congress to come on side and swing behind the climate change bill.
Is the administration confident that the legislation will be passed intact, given that it's got to go through so many different committee stages?
Well, that's a big question. I mean, how much more will this legislation be watered down? We don't know that yet. And remember, it has to go through committee stages. It has to have a vote on the floor of the House. But it's still not an actual law until it also goes through the Senate. So there's lots of steps along the way where this could become unraveled. Nancy Sutley, who is Barack Obama's advisor in the White House on climate change, made it quite clear to me that he isn't going to feel compelled to weigh in to prop up specific targets for emission reductions. But there are other areas where she said he's going to reserve the right to make a personal intervention, specifically on the issue of allowances and of protecting consumers and ordinary Americans from high spikes in electricity costs.
And just to put this into context, Suzanne, this legislation is crucial not just for the United States, but for global efforts to tackle climate change.
Absolutely. It's become increasingly clear that if the U.S. wants to play the lead here in getting a climate change treaty out of the Copenhagen talks, which, you know, are just 6 months away, it has to show that it's willing to act at home. So the whole world is watching this. China, the European Union, India, all the big polluters are watching to see what America does next.